Thank you very much. I'm going to be talking also about a community health nursing course, but it's going to be a continuing education course. I'm Jeanette Kunith with the Michigan Public Health Training Center. I would like to acknowledge my co-author on the presentation, Dina Kurz, who's in the audience. What I'm going to be talking about is using technology to reduce training barriers for public health nurses, a case study. I also have no relationships to disclose. First, I'd like to ask the audience a question, just by a show of hands. Which of the following barriers would prevent you from engaging in lifelong learning? Cost, time, lack of technology skills, fear of technology. This is similar to what we heard from nurses in Michigan. And in this presentation, I'm going to speak to how we overcame some of these barriers, or all of these barriers, actually. First, a quick overview of the presentation. I'm going to talk about the public health training centers, educational needs of public health nurses in Michigan, some strategies to reduce training barriers through the use of technology, specifically a blended course on the essentials for public health nursing, for community health nursing, excuse me, and weave in some benefits of incorporating adult learning principles and the benefit for technology-based training. There are 14 public health training centers located in schools of public health across the country. One of those training centers is the Michigan Public Health Training Center. Michigan focuses on strengthening the skills of the public health workforce, and we achieve this through a variety of modalities, as listed here. From a 2006 survey from the Michigan Center for Nurses, we learned that 58% of registered nurses in Michigan do not have a BSN degree. And some other interesting facts, such as age distribution is peak at 45 to 54 years of age. A 2006 needs assessment survey from the Nurse Administrators Forum of the Michigan Association for Local Public Health found that nurses wanted a continuing education course on the essentials for community health nursing. A survey showed that these 9 topics that are shown here were selected as most important to include in the course. What do you think was the most important topic that was ranked number 1 by 73% of the participants? It was population-based care, community as clients. As part of the needs assessment, we tried to identify the best way to deliver the content. We wanted to honor what the nurses wanted, which was a combination of online and face-to-face, and also their need to build a learning community that is collaborative, engaging, and open to their experiences in the field. So this is what we did. We designed a course on the essentials for community health nursing, particularly for those nurses who do not have a BSN degree and therefore potentially lack exposure to the community health nursing curriculum. We wanted to encourage lifelong learning and lifetime learners, and we wanted to address the barriers here that are listed here, and also to keep in consideration that there could be negative learning experiences on the part of students in the class. So course design objectives included replacing previous training opportunities that existed for this group. It ended about 7 years ago. We wanted to update the curriculum and do the other things listed on the screen, and also build a learning community. And one way we did achieve that is through the use of a discussion forum and discussion threads so that we could generate interaction among the students to create a bond, to increase respect for each other's ideas, and to create a solid learning community. So this is the course. These are the instructors. Trudy Ash and Julie Smith co-taught the course. based on a similar course in the RN to BSN program at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. So this was a continuing education course lasting 8 weeks. There were two face-to-face sessions where two groups of students met in one of two locations connected through interactive television. They spent 6 weeks online and received course material in a variety of formats to accommodate different learning styles. We provided on CD-ROM in the course binder if they wanted to read material, anything and everything to help them access the material in a convenient and portable mode. The course was offered in 2007. 22 students registered, predominantly from rural health departments. The highest degree listed, the majority were associate degrees in nursing. And we did have others, two BSNs and three BABSs. So the stars indicate where the two interactive television locations were. Purple circles represents where the students traveled from to that location. The orange represents the other. If you're unaware of the Michigan geography, this really shows that students came from rural health departments. We tried to get more urban, metropolitan centers, but were unsuccessful. The most a student traveled was approximately 180 miles one way. So what happened? On the first day of class, was a face-to-face session. Students checked in. They received a course binder and all the course media. They received access to the course management system. We used WebCT. It's very similar to Blackboard, eCollege. It's a commercial product. After the 3.5 hours of instruction, students broke. We assembled for lunch as a group, actually. They wanted to stick together. And then resumed in a state-of-the-art computer lab where they were provided a hands-on tutorial of the course management system and started to work on their first assignment. At both sessions, they always had opportunities to interact with the instructors before, during, after the class. And for those who had to miss a session, we videotaped it and uploaded it to WebCT. Here's a picture of the ITV classroom. On the right represents the two classrooms, and below are the two instructors. At all times, there was a technician in the room. Students could raise their hand. The technician would focus on them. Communication both ways at all times. So here's a shot of the computer lab, and one student reflected that her experience was quite limited prior to the course, but she learned a great deal and feels much more comfortable with the technology now. A powerful strategy in adult learning is on self-concept, and self-concept grows through assigning tasks the learner can be successful with if they apply themselves and by the feedback provided by the instructor. So in the computer lab, students were able to work on the first assignments and the instructor stayed with them and helped them to successfully complete it. Course media distributed on CD-ROM had a table of contents with hyperlinks for easy navigation, for easy access. Self-directed learners really appreciate having a table of contents and an index. Other interactive elements included the CD-ROM on measuring health disparities, which the Michigan Public Health Training Center also produced. Here's a screenshot of the online course in WebCT. Here's a screenshot of the most popular topic in the course. And we wanted to make sure that students could focus on the content, so we wanted to make sure that there was clean, crisp navigation, that all of the weeks look and felt the same way. Another powerful concept of adult learning principles is making connections between new learning and past experiences, and it becomes even more powerful when you let the student make the connection for themselves. Here's some photos representing some group time activities, working together and building a learning community. Some lessons learned. Although we did work with the students in the computer lab, it would have been beneficial to do a technology check prior to the course beginning to alleviate some frustration on the part of a few students. Some students were not familiar with the internet and computers, so it took a little getting used to on their part. But we did do some things right. Some solutions that that worked for us was the hands-on tutorials in the computer lab, always being available, technical support, understanding the learner needs, and incorporating some adult learning principles into it. Very happy to report that there was a 95% course completion rate. And the training center typically has a 70% course completion rate. This is very time intensive on the part of the students. They earned up to 48 contact hours in nursing. And also, I just want to indicate like their self-concept grew because they successfully completed the course. The collaborative environment, the nurses really worked together, helped each other. And also the really supportive environment that the teachers provided. Some student reflections. One individual was almost 55 years old, and she's eager to continue on using technology to continue with her education. So there's some buy-in for lifelong learning here. So wrapping up, again, self-concept grows through assigning tasks the learner can be successful with if they apply themselves, and through the type of feedback provided by the instructors. People develop best under their own power, really understanding that experience of the adult learner is critical. And we overcame training barriers by the items featured here. We reduced the travel time and cost. We increased the community health nursing skill set. We built hopefully a lasting learning community, and we opened up learning opportunities. So I'd like to thank the people listed here. A few are in the room. Dina Kurz, as I mentioned earlier, and Sandy Walls, who was absolutely essential in getting this course up and speaking to the nurses and making connections and making the product much better. And that's it.